This podcast is brought to you by our new Buy American Support America t-shirt, available now at howiecarshow.com. Click store. A portion of the proceeds go to Help ER Eats. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
But I closed it up long before Pelosi. Listen, long before Pelosi, you know, she was having parties in San Francisco. Let's all go to Chinatown.
Come to Chinatown. Here we are. We're, again, careful, safe, and come join us.
And that was a long time after I closed up the country.
That's why your ratings are so bad, because you're pathetic. Your ratings are terrible. You got to get back to real news. Go ahead.
I love this guy.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
Elizabeth City Police shot this video for us to show us how drones work.
Failure to comply could lead to a summons or a $1,000 fine. The drones donated by DJI, a Chinese company, have gone to 43 agencies in 22 states. A Chinese company.
Okay, red flags all over the place.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Hey, everyone, welcome to this unemployment town hall. So many people have lost their jobs, myself included. What we're going to focus on today really is the theater business, the Broadway theater business.
You're joking, right?
For me personally, I was in a show on Broadway until a little over a month ago. Was it March 12th when Mayor de Blasio ordered the theaters be shut down. I got a call and it was over.
Unchained and unstoppable.
February 25th, he goes to India. This is 4 days after the White House coronavirus task force said we're going to have to lock down the country.
The day before, that's when the administration requested $2.5 billion from Congress to combat the virus and the potential spread of it.
Finish him.
Nancy Pelosi, the only thing she would put on the floor to vote on was a bill to ban flavored tobacco.
Fatality. Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. We'll go back to the president when he starts taking some questions. He's right now, he's with the Army Corps of Engineers there, and he's talking about what they're doing for the cities and states and the cities that want construction or retrofitting of already existing locations to make them into hospitals or nursing facilities, long-term facilities, et cetera, et cetera. 844-500-4242. I want to just mention some of these judges in Massachusetts. And again, we'll go back to the conference when we'll go back to the press conference when he takes some questions, and we'll take some calls here as we go along too. But I just want to give you some examples of judges letting convicts go, and just think about it in the context of Roger Stone being locked up for nothing. And now it becomes increasingly clear just how bogus this whole Russian collusion hoax was. I mean, it's been known how bad it was for a long time, but now we know that they cut and pasted Hillary Clinton's fiction that she paid for, and they put that into the FISA warrant applications. And we know that they were using Russian secret police as their sources. So again, the FBI colluded with Russia and Hillary Clinton to frame Donald Trump, Roger Stone, George Papadopoulos, Carter Page, Michael Flynn, Paul Manafort, et cetera, or to try to, for the crime, for the falsely accusing them of colluding with the Russians against Hillary Clinton, when in fact Hillary and the Russians were colluding with the FBI to frame all of the above. How bad is this? It's horrible. Meanwhile, back here in Massachusetts, an accused fentanyl dealer who was released from jail last week despite testing positive for coronavirus has been staying with his mother in a senior living apartment complex in Salem. Think about that. Senior citizens are most vulnerable to this, especially if they have pre-existing conditions or obese. So they send this guy who's tested positive. He's a heroin dealer. They send him to live in the senior citizen apartment. Eric Jalbert, 31, Jalbert sounds a little bit like jailbird, was being held in jail while awaiting arraignment on fentanyl trafficking charges. Judge Kathleen McCarthy Naaman, a Baker appointee, by the way, ordered Jalbert to be released from jail to await trial at home, citing concerns with the coronavirus, which spreads particularly fast in jail and other congregate living facilities. Speaking of congregate living facilities, he then went home to live with his mom, who lives in the Fairweather Apartments in Salem. The management for the apartment says the company is disappointed that the courts would release a heroin dealer into a senior home. I mean, come on. But wait, there's more. Law enforcement officials across three Massachusetts counties are trying to block the release of a man. This is a different man who allegedly grabbed a gun and shot a Middlesex district deputy sheriff guarding him at the Massachusetts Eye and Ear Infirmary. This is in Boston, next to the Mass General. In 2013, as the man allegedly tried to flee custody. This is Raymond Wallace, 22. This guy, Raymond Wallace, he has been charged twice with armed robberies while wearing a mask. Is he getting an early release because he was wearing a mask? He was wearing a mask as early as 2003 in Framingham. Then he was wearing a mask again in 2011 in Framingham. The robbery in Essex County. I think it was Salem again. He was wearing body armor. Does that ward off the coronavirus? The body armor. So. This is amazing. So, Rachel Rollins is involved in this, as are several other DAs, to try to keep this guy in jail. Raymond Wallace is a pretty scary-looking guy, too, I'll tell you. On Tuesday, Judge Beverly Canone revoked Wallace's $1 million bond for the 2013 incident in which he allegedly attacked two deputy sheriffs, shooting one in the leg with his own gun, and ordered Wallace released on his personal recognizance. That means they're going to let him go after a 14-day quarantine for the virus. So they filed a brief saying that he has terrible medical conditions from the shooting by the deputies. But of course, he grabbed the deputy's gun and shot one of the deputies before he was shot. So you could say he brought it on himself. I'm trying to get a copy of the brief that was filed. I called his defense attorney to get it. So far, I haven't heard back from him. But so this judge, who you're asking me about, Judge Canone here, Judge Beverly Canone, Beverly Prescott Canone. Her father was a public defender. He's from one of the old Brahmin family, the Prescotts. When she was appointed by Deval Patrick, she was a 20-year veteran of the Committee for Public Counsel Services. Here are some of her client list, according to the Patriot Ledger. This is the judge who cut this guy loose, who has a 25-page rap sheet, by the way, 25 pages. The future Judge Canone represented Ryan Boys, who was convicted earlier this year for the 2007 rape and murder of his 6-year-old cousin. A current client list, this is from 2011, includes Scott Stedman of Holbrook, who's accused of murdering a homeless man in Weymouth, and Kenneth Park, who was recently judged competent to stand trial for allegedly killing his father and two sisters in their West Quincy home in 1996. This judge who cut loose the guy with the 25-page rap sheet, who's used a mask twice to rob places and has all kinds of gun violations, like altered serial numbers, et cetera, she's also represented Quincy real estate broker Tuong Dang, who's charged with raping a child under 16. So she has a soft spot in her heart for criminals, obviously. 844-500-4242. Just filling you. This is just stuff that's going on under the radar screen. 8445. But he, again, Ray Wallace, let's look on the bright side of Ray Wallace. He was wearing a mask before it was fashionable. to be wearing a mask. What's the next thing? Are they gonna be forcing you to wear body armor like Ray Wallace prefers when he goes into the grocery store? Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Howie, I can't, you know, when I listen to you, I can't tell you how ashamed of my home state I am. You know, it is, you know, I grew up down in the Berkshires. You know, it was always a great state, and I was always proud of it. God, to see it go the way it's gone, it is just, it's really heartbreaking.
What are these judges thinking? I mean, you guys got coronavirus, he tests positive, so you send him to, and he's a heroin dealer, and you send him to a senior living apartment complex? I mean, are these people insane?
You know, Howie, when I first called you today, I was calling you about the authorization of who in the hell authorized red Chinese drones to be sent to 22 states in America, you know, to spy on American citizens.
Right.
I gotta tell you, what the hell was Homeland Security on this? You know, you'd be honest with you, Howie, just, you know, after listening to your interview with Joe.
Yeah.
And your interview with Roger. You know, I think that the Obama administration compromised our intelligence agencies so bad that, you know, when I see how deep the conspiracy went to remove Trump, get Trump out, this is absolutely incredible, Howie. I got to tell you, I've had communications with the intelligence agencies for years. I'm an old Marine. And I got to tell you, man, the stuff I hear coming out about this, the treatment of Roger Stone from the Justice Department.
I know.
I mean, this is, and I got to ask, Howie, at this point, you know, there's always a three-letter agency behind the media. You know this better than anybody. But, you know, I got to ask, after all these years of Obama, who is running this fear campaign within the country with this virus?
I don't know the answer to that, Mike. I think they're just, you know, some people are trying to weaponize it, to use their favorite word. They're weaponizing it against Donald Trump. I mean, he never said it was a hoax, and Pelosi just keeps saying he said it was a hoax. She said that the Democrats' campaign against them for not paying attention to it was a hoax, which it was. And for her to keep calling, saying that he called it a hoax, that's a hoax too. Everything they accuse him of doing, they did, and right up to and including Russian collusion. Thanks for the call, Mike. I appreciate it.
Liberals everywhere. He's Howie Carr.
This is Jay in Hingham, Massachusetts.
This is Gloria from Haverhill, Mass.
Hi, this is Joe from Howie in the Hills, Florida. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
This guy, Ray Wallace, the guy with the 25-page rap sheet that they want to let go after he finishes his quarantine. Rachel Rollins, the Suffolk County District Attorney, is also trying to keep him in. He committed most of his crimes in Middlesex County and in Essex County. And the DAs there, Ryan and Blodgett, are trying to keep him behind bars. But he actually shot the guard, the CO, in Boston at the Mass Eye and Ear Infirmary, which is, you know, right on Storrow Drive there. And so that's the, I guess shooting somebody is the worst crime that he committed. So he wounded the guard. So she's trying to keep him in too. So they're all trying to do this. And again, I really want to get my hands on the brief that they filed about how he's really suffering from the wounds that he suffered when he was shot after he grabbed the guard's gun and shot him. Yeah, I know. I can't imagine why the defense attorney doesn't want to send me that document. And, of course, try to get somebody at a court. They're all getting paid, but there's nobody there to answer your questions. whether you're a candidate for office, or just want, well, the candidates for office, they have to go to town hall or city hall. Yeah, but if you want to get anything, it's just, I don't understand why they're still paying all these people. If they're not working, why are they getting paid? You're not getting paid. If you're a busboy at a restaurant, you're not getting paid. A waitress, a bartender, a shoe clerk, a lawn maintenance guy, you're not getting paid. Why are these people making 10 times what the restaurant, hospitality people? But I digress. Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. Give them a call to get a free, no-obligation investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind, by calling now. Call them today at 800-912-2300. And with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. Call 800-912-2300. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should Harvard, with a $40 billion endowment, accept the federal $9 million relief grant?
Absolutely not.
Big upset here now, Howie. 98% say no.
Wow, Harvard's got a comeback going on. And Kevin O'Connor, the Republican candidate for the Senate today, called on his Democrat opponents, Senator Mr. Frosty and Congressman Mark Kennedy, to join him in demanding that Harvard not take the $9 million. Can someone say crickets? Crickets from the Democrats, of course. Harvard needs that money. They're down to their last $40 billion. Damn it. 844-500-4242. Bill, we have time for Bill. Bill, you're next.
Hey,
with Howie Carr. Go ahead.
Hey, Howie.
Yes.
Quick story. I was talking to a woman the other night. Got a friend in New Jersey. Guys,
we'll stay on, Bill. We'll hold you over. I took you too late. 844-500-4242. If you want to join us, we'll take more calls as we await the president taking a few questions. I'm Howie Carr. Have you had enough yet of the volatility of the stock markets, down 1,000 or more points, up the next? Are you tired of watching that little box at the bottom of your TV screen that shows the market plunging hundreds of points or thousands of points? You need to get diversified with Orion Metal Exchange. You shouldn't be caught flat-footed in this roller coaster ride that the stock markets have been on the last couple of weeks. No matter what the reason, the coronavirus or the oil price war abroad between Russia and Saudi Arabia, you always need to be diversified, and that means owning some precious metals, gold and silver and platinum. Listen up. Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. If you haven't yet taken advantage of their no-obligation guide, it's still not too late. Give them a call today to learn more about gold and silver and other precious metals. Call Orion today at 1-800-912-2300. That's 1-800-912-2300. Call them right now at 1-800-912-2300.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
And a story that just came out, how the media completely blew the Trump ventilator story. I'm sure you'd love to see that. That's by Rich Lowry, respected journalist in person. How the media completely blew the Trump ventilator story, which unfortunately it did. And here's another one that just came out. Kyle Smith, the ventilator shortage that wasn't. The ventilator shortage that wasn't. Because we got it fixed. And we're also going to help the states, by the way, stockpile ventilators. So if a thing like this should happen again, they've got them.
Rich Lowry, you know where I met him once? Mar-a-Lago. This was before Trump even ran for president. And I'm sure Trump gave him a discount. They were doing a fundraiser down there, a time. And nice spread, top shelf, booze, everything. And then a year later, they ran the Never Trump issue of National Review. But I guess, hey, you know, Trump doesn't hold a grudge. He really doesn't. So Rich Lowry's his friend again. 844-500-4242. So they're turning on Dr. Burks. You know, they say, well, you know, South Carolina and North Carolina are going to reopen, and you know, they haven't reached a downward trajectory. It's always something new. You know, if it's not ventilators, it's testing, and now it's the downward trajectory. I can't make this stuff up. Anyway, listen, I'm wearing a T-shirt here. Buy American, support America. You can see it if you're on social media. It's a Made in America T-shirt, and it's great. Go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store, and you'll get it. You can buy American, support America. It's a good thing, and again, it's an American-made T-shirt, and it supports the country. And we're going to give some of the proceeds to ER Eats, our program to give money to restaurants to give money to hospitals to buy meals from some of the beleaguered restaurants that are still struggling to get by until their cities or towns reach their downward trajectory. So they just want to keep everything shut down. That's all it is. I mean, the how about the downward trajectory of the models? And we're also selling the on the cheap bastard deals. We've also got these guard lines. These are long range alert chimes. These are good things. We only got a few left but it's a sensor. You can put a sensor in the driveway to know when someone comes by the house. You can put it at the front door or the side door, and you can find you'll get a notification, ding ding ding, or whatever you want, wah wah wah, when your teenager comes home after a night out with friends. You can put it in the mailbox, and you'll know when the mail arrives. You can put it wherever you want, and however many sensors you want, with four zones, each with a specific chime. It's a good thing. It's usually $100. You can get it for $49. It's a good deal. 844-500-4242. Check it out at HowieCarshow.com and buy American, support America. That's our T-shirt. Nice Carolina blue T-shirt. Made in America. Back to Bill. Sorry, Bill. Sorry to keep you over there. Go ahead.
Hey, nothing. I just also a side note. Nothing makes me crack up consistently as much as hearing Ramblin' Ronnie with his Mar-a-Lago.
I know. I was surprised to hear him mention the president mention Rich Lowry, because, you know, it kind of bugged me when they turned on Trump so bad. You know, it's like the old saying, no good deed goes unpunished. You know, Trump lets him, have a big fundraiser at his place, and then they bite the hand that feeds them. But go ahead.
Anyway, I was talking with a woman the other night. She told me about a friend of hers. Guy's in his early 70s, but real healthy. He's good. And he came down with a virus, and he was fighting it at home for 10 days. And now he's in a hospital on a vent. And I said, are they treating him with, you know, the hydroxychloroquine? And no, the hospital he's at isn't trialing those drugs. I almost went ballistic. I mean, this is malpractice. I mean, had that person, like so many, as we speak today, whoever is getting this, contracts, identified as positive, that guy could have been probably completely recovered by now, but now he's in a life-threatening situation. And one of the things I keep thinking to myself with all these stats, 300 people died yesterday in New York. How many of them are being treated with what? And those stats need, I mean, Trump needs to come out and say, you need to submit whether these people were being treated with this or something else, or if you just let them on the bench.
I know. It's so exasperating to listen to this and read all this stuff. Trump's taking questions now. Thanks for holding on there, Bill. Let's go back to the live press conference.
Because we want the companies to open and to open strong, but I'll get you a legal opinion on that. That's what I'm saying. I'll get you a legal opinion on that.
You guys haven't discussed that yet?
Nobody's discussed it, no, but we will now.
Have any business executives have voiced concern to you about being liable?
Not one.
They didn't say
not at this point. But we're going to look, because they have talked about general liability. So I'll get you a specific answer from the lawyers, okay? Go ahead, please.
Thanks. President, I wanted to follow on oil. When you were talking earlier, you were talking about the PPP deal and then mentioned the SPR. Right.
This is Mr. Oil Price guy. I think he knows what it is. It's under $10, isn't it?
You know
it today?
The price of oil right now, don't you?
I do. Do you know the price of oil?
I actually do.
It's negative $37.
Of course, nobody's ever heard of negative oil before, but it's for a short term.
In your opening remarks, you were talking about the PPP deal, and then you mentioned the 75 million barrels of oil that you previously had said you wanted to purchase.
Yes.
You weren't able to get funding for that in the first deal. So I'm wondering, are you...
Well, at the price you're talking about, you don't need funding. They pay you, see?
You know?
If you can get it, that's true, if you can get it.
So my first question is, are you asking for that funding?
At a minimum, we'll let people store. So we'll store it. We'll use it as storage and charge for it. But people need storage desperately, and we have massive storage under the petroleum.
So you're not going to make it a requirement of the PPP interim funding deal?
It's not a question of requirement. If we could buy it for nothing, we're going to take everything we can get. The only thing I like better than that is where they pay you to take the oil. But that's a short-term squeeze. You understand that. So it's I don't think you're going to see that. But, no, we'd like to have Congress. This is a great time to buy oil. And we'd like to have Congress approve it so that we could, instead of just storing it for the big companies, because I think we have 75 million gallons right now capacity. That's a lot. It's we've been building it up over a period of time, but that's a lot, 75 million barrels. So we're going to get either ask for permission to buy it or we'll store it. One way or the other, it will be full. Okay, right. Please.
Mr. President.
Go ahead. Finish up. We'll go right to you.
Some senators, including Senator Kramer, have called on you to stop Saudi oil shipments that are on the way right now. Is that you can do that under Section 232? Is that something that you would consider?
Well, we'll look at it. I heard just as I'm walking into the room, we certainly have plenty of oil. So I'll take a look at that. Okay? Yes, please.
Questions. First on testing the second on the SBA loan program. When will you or will you in fact invoke the DPA to force that company you mentioned to ramp up production of
loans? We really don't need it. We use it. We go up. And I've used
DPA, the Defense Production Act.
But
Joe Biden's favorite fallback position.
Sometimes all they have to do is see it coming. Do you want to talk about that, Admiral? Please.
I think this is I don't think any of us knew very much about the DPA. But there's sort of a force side of the DPA where you force a company to do something. But there's a second side of it, which is really a hand up. The company we're talking about has done everything to support this effort and have ramped up production. I'm on the phone with them multiple times a day. This is the hand up. This is the government coming in and saying, how can we help you expand your lines? There's no asynchrony here at all. So this is the hand up side of the DPA, which is exactly what these small American heroic companies need. They don't need to be forced. They're all in. Their employees are all in.
So the point of clarity.
And we don't want to embarrass people either. Please, Brett, go ahead.
So today we were on site, or there were folks on site with that company, finishing out what their capital projections will be in order to be able to ramp up these additional four lines that I spoke about. The company will then turn in a white paper to the DOD that will then help move the process forward, but it's actively in process.
And I fully understand that the need is enormous, but on March 21st, the administration promised 27 million tests by the end of March. So far, roughly 4 million people have been tested. So where are the other 23 million or so tests? Do they not materialize? Are they in the pipeline? Help us understand that discrepancy.
Back to the tests. I thought
so
we were talking about downward trajectories
that,
today. I thought that was what they were bludgeoning them with.
Where we were. So I was getting my information. It was correct information about the actual tests that are in the marketplace. So if you want to use those metrics, there's been over 40 million, quote, in the marketplace. But we have an end-to-end issue that we needed to deal with, and that's what we've been dealing with. The swabs, the transport media. If we don't have people utilizing the machines the way Dr. Birx is talking about, we have some of our main platforms that are only 10% being utilized. You could have a lot of
all right,
tests
let's,
in the market,
let's go
and those
to,
are correct numbers. But if
let's get out. We'll come back when we return and take some more calls. I'm Howie Carr.
He's suave, he's debonair, he's Howie Carr.
Hi, my name is Jane Lucas, and I am from the town of South China, Maine.
This is Al from Merrimack, New Hampshire.
Hey, I'm Angela from Brewster on the Cape, and this is the one and the only Howie Carr Show.
339 says, why have I not heard you or other talk show hosts educate listeners and investigate the story of the professor, the acclaimed Harvard scientist who was arrested, accused of lying about ties to China in January, along with BU Chi-Com Army spying? And we talked about this when it happened. I guess you weren't listening to the show then. The guy lives in Lexington and he grows, what is it, giant pumpkins or giant cucumbers? He's something like that. He's big in agricultural fairs, which I guess they're not going to be any of those anymore either. But we talked about it when it happened. We'll talk about it more when he goes to trial. 844-500-4242. Trump's taking a call here.
Do what we think is right. But if somebody got something that we think is inappropriate, we'll get it back. Okay? Good point. Please, go ahead.
A different question about South Korea. There are reports that you are personally negotiating with President Moon the terms of reduction of U.S. forces on the Korean Peninsula and that there are four scenarios involved. Can you confirm that? And if so, what is your desired outcome?
Well, I think that South Korea had a great talk with President Moon. He's a friend of mine. I congratulate him. He had a wonderful election victory. I was very happy about that.
Only two reporters in the briefing room are wearing masks, by the way. They're very angry. They want people arrested, you and me, for not wearing masks. But
help us.
Hey,
monetarily,
they're very important journos, as Brian Stelter would say.
There. That varies from 28 to 32,000 in South Korea. And we think that before I came aboard, they paid very little, if anything. So we're defending a wonderful nation, a nation that we have great relationships, but we're asking them to pay for a big percentage of what we're doing. It's not fair. So it's not a question of reduction. It's a question of will they contribute toward the defense of their own nation? We're defending nations that are very wealthy. South Korea is a very wealthy nation. They make our television sets. They make ships. They make everything. And I give them great credit. We've been defending them for many, many decades, as you know, many, many, over eight decades. And I've gone to them in the past. Last year, I went to them, and now they're paying $1 billion a year. And I went to him again. I said, look, I'll be back because that's just a fraction. And again, the relationship is great, but it's just not a fair relationship. We renegotiated the trade deal and made it a much more equitable deal than it was in the past. It was a terrible deal. It was done by Hillary Clinton. It was a terrible deal. The new deal is a much more equitable deal. That's on trade. But on the military, I mean, we're paying for the military to defend another nation that's 8,500 miles away. And they're not the only one I'm talking to, by the way, as you know. I won't go into names, but I've done this. Nobody talks about it, but I think it's appropriate. I think the taxpayer of our country, taxpayers, want to hear these things. And so now they've offered us a certain amount of money, and I've rejected it. I just said, it's just, look, you know, we're doing a tremendous service. We have a wonderful feeling and a wonderful relationship with each other, but we have to be treated equitably and fairly. And so that's where it is right now. And what's going to happen, I can't tell you, but we'll find out fairly soon. But
what about the downward trajectory, Mr. President?
A friend of mine. I congratulate President Moon on having a terrific victory. Please, yeah.
Thanks, sir. A question for you about Governor Cuomo's visit, and then also a question for Dr. Birx, if you'll let me. The New York governor, along with the National Governors Association, in the past have called for aid to be unrestricted, as a lot of state and local governments see their revenues drop. Are you open to the idea of unrestricted aid, or do you want it to be pandemic specific?
Well, we're going to be talking about that in phase four, as you know, which will start very shortly. And that has to do with infrastructure, hopefully infrastructure, because this country needs infrastructure. We spend all this money in the Middle East, $8 trillion. $8 trillion with a T dollars in the Middle East. But if you have a pothole in a highway someplace, they don't want you to spend the money to fix it. How stupid have we been in this country?
Sounds like the 2016 campaign.
And that's changing rapidly. You know that. You've seen that, including things like negotiating with friends. But when we are helping friends, friends should reimburse us for the cost. I mean, why should we be defending nations
for free?
All right.
Okay, we're going to wrap it up. I wish we could stick with it longer. You know, Shake Shack is returning $10 million they got. I don't know what their market cap is, but I'm guessing it's not $40 billion. You think Harvard's going to give back the $9 million? I'm going to say no. So Shake Shack is a more ethical, reputable institution, corporation than Harvard. Of course it is. I'm Howie Carr.